Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Am I on? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh, yeah, I'm the music major.
Welcome to Word Wednesday at NCCM, the Kingdom Church. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm joined by my husband, Pastor Anthony, the great teacher. To God be the glory. Amen. He is in transit. He is in transit. So I am going to be bringing forth the lesson and the word on tonight. To God be the glory for teamwork. Somebody say teamwork makes the dream work. Amen. And we just thank God that we work so well together. So grab your Bibles and let's go to the Word of God. Turn with me to the book of Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel chapter 37. Amen. Hallelujah. And let us start reading with verse 1. Ezekiel 37, verse 1, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley, which was full of bones, and carried me to pass by them and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God unto thee, thus says the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, my, my, my. And behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then say he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesy as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy, and say unto them, thus says the Lord God, behold, all my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. And I shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live. And I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I, the Lord, spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. We thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you for Word Wednesday. We thank you, Lord, for every person that's in attendance on tonight, Lord, and we pray that you speak life into each and every individual. So we thank you for your power. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your hand upon this broadcast, upon this Word Wednesday. So, Lord, have your way and let your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And Pastor Anthony has arrived. We thank God for Pastor Anthony. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight's word is speak life. My God. Speak life. My God. God, here is speaking to the prophet Ezekiel, and the Bible says the hand of the Lord was upon Ezekiel, and God brought him into a valley of dry bones. And he said there were a lot of dry bones in that valley, and he said they were very dry. My God. He said that they were very dry. And the first thing that God wants me to tell you right off the bat is that there is no situation too dead or too dry for God to move. Somebody needs to hear God on tonight. No matter what you're going through, no matter how dead your situation looks, no matter what the report is, no matter how dry things are, there is no situation too dead or too dry for God to move. As a matter of fact, it is the deadness of the situation, the dryness of the situation that gets God's attention. My God, God is looking to move in the middle of that situation. God is looking to move in his miraculous power, even in the middle of that dead situation, even in the middle of that dry situation. God is in the presence of that situation. Listen, I want to encourage you to praise God as I played the song earlier, to praise God in the middle of it. My God, the Bible says that God inhabits the praises of his people. And we know that when praises go up, we say blessings come down. But I say when praises go up, God shows up. My God, I said when praises go up, God shows up. And even when you can't praise them, my God, these bones were dry and they represented the tribe of Israel, and they were laying there and they were dry. They had lost all hope and they were laying there in the middle of their situation and they didn't have a praise. My God, they didn't have any hope. The last thing they wanted to do was clap their hands and do a dance. Amen. But God even showed up in the middle of the fact that they were not praising him. My God, because if you and I were to tell the truth, there are times in our lives when we are going through when we just don't feel like praising God, when we are in our quiet place, when we're in our living room, when we're in our bedroom, when we're driving in the car and things are somber and we want to praise God, but there's a heaviness that has come upon us and it's hard to praise God. But God says, even when you can't praise me, I want you to know that I'm there for you. My God, hallelujah. And that's what makes us praise God in the middle of it, because we know that no matter what we do, and in spite of what we do, that God is going to come through on our behalf. Somebody needs to hear God on tonight and know that no matter what's going on, no matter what you're going through, whether you can praise God or you can't praise God, God is going to come through on your behalf. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is no situation too dead or too dry for God to move. The Bible says that the bones were very dry. My God, the prophet said that the bones were very dry, and that God began to speak to the prophet, and God asked the prophet, can these bones live? As a matter of fact, he said, son, can these bones live? Somebody needs to know your position in the kingdom of God. You need to know that you are a son of God. You need to know that you are a daughter of God. God calls you son. God calls you daughter. He says, son, can there be life in this situation, daughter? Can this situation have hope? Can there be hope in the middle of this hopeless situation? Son, can that marriage be restored? Daughter, can that child come up out of homosexuality? Son, can there be enough money to pay your mortgage this month? Daughter, can you have peace in your home, even in the middle of a strained relationship with your husband? God is asking you, son, daughter, can these bones live? Whatever your bones are on today, whatever your dead bones are today, God is asking you the question. He wants to know your response. Oh,
amen.
My God, God wants to know your response to the dead bones. God wants to know your response to not feeling like you have enough money to pay your bills. God wants to know your response to that hopeless situation. God wants to know your response to that bad diagnosis and negative prognosis. What are you saying about what is going on in your life right now? My God, what are you saying about those dry bones? My God, God is asking you right now, son, daughter, can these bones live?
Yes.
And the prophet says, Lord, thou knowest. And that was a proper response, because we have to know that God knows that the situation that we're facing is not hopeless. We have to know that God knows that these dry bones can live. We have to know that all things are possible with God. We have to know that God knows the solution to whatever the dilemma is that's trying to get us to a place of hopelessness, discouragement, depression, distress. My God, hallelujah. We have to know that God knows, my God. Even if we don't know, God knows. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Somebody needs to hear God on today. When we don't know, God knows. I said, when we don't know, God knows. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God knows. God knows all things and can do all things. My God. It reminds me of the man that the pastor preached about on Sunday when he preached about the man with the son from the book of Mark. Let's go over to the book of Mark, chapter 9. I feel God up in here. My God, Mark chapter 9. The Bible says, preach the word in season and out of season. Come on, we have to always be ready. That's why we have to continue to fill ourselves up with the word of God. I didn't know I was going to be teaching Bible study on today. I've been so busy working on a book for one of my clients trying to meet a deadline, amen, that all I could do was get some food for myself, some spiritual food for myself. But God knows all things, amen. And when you got enough God in you, when you have enough word in you, you can be able to pull upon that word at an hour's notice, amen. Mark chapter 9, verse 17. Amen, hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor in there praising God. Mark chapter 9, verse 17. And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which has a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spoke to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. My God, and even right there, that response that Jesus had, this is a sidebar, that response that Jesus had to the man showed that Jesus knew that this man didn't have enough faith. My God, he knew that this man had some unbelief. He said, you faithless generation, how long am I going to suffer with you? Amen. Bring the boy unto me. Amen. And then verse 20 says, and they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him. And he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. My God. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? I got to do another sidebar. When the devil saw Jesus, he really started cutting up. You know, so that's a lie when people tell you if God was here, you wouldn't be going through everything that you're going through. See, the devil is terrified of you. My God, the more that you have of Jesus, the more terrified the devil is of you. And sometimes the more terrified the devil is of you, the more the devil's going to act up in your presence, the more the devil's going to try to attack you and tear you up and make you gnash your teeth and foam at the mouth. So it's contrary to God's truth that the devil won't mess with you if you got Jesus, if you have enough Jesus. Amen. The devil will try you even in the presence of God, even in the presence of Jesus, but he cannot prosper. My God, he cannot beat you. He cannot defeat you. No weapon formed comes against you can prosper. Amen. The devil will try you, but you cannot be an unbelieving generation. You can't be a faithless generation. My God, hallelujah. Let me continue. Jesus said, how long has this been going on? How long have you been putting up with this? Oh, my God, I'm trying to go forward, but I want to ask you, how long have you been putting up with the nonsense from the devil? How long has this been going on in your marriage? How long has this been going on with your kids? How long have you felt like you were about to lose your mind? How long have you been depressed? My God, how long has the devil been messing with your money? My God, how long has this been going on? Hallelujah. And the man said, of a child, and oftentimes it casts them into the fire and unto the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, I told you the man didn't believe. He had the nerve to come to Jesus, come out, if you can do anything. If thou can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter into him no more. And the spirit cried, God, and rent him and came out of him, and he was as one dead, like those dead bones, insomuch that many say he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Amen. Hallelujah. It ain't over. I said, it ain't over. It's not over until God says it's over. I don't care how long it's been going on. I don't care how bad it is. You got to be like this man, even though you don't have, feel like you got enough faith to make it through this trial, to make it through this wilderness, to make it through whatever you're going through. You got to say, Jesus, I believe, but help my unbelief. Help me to have more faith. Increase my faith. My God, help my unbelief in the middle of this dry bone situation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the devil just cut up. They just wanted to wreak havoc with this boy. But again, he could not destroy this boy because God had a greater plan. God had a greater purpose. And no matter what, the devil couldn't win. My God, hallelujah. So it reminds me of that, you know, where God is asking us, what do we say about our situation? That's why the word tonight is speak life. Speak life over that situation. Speak life over whatever it is that needs to be resuscitated. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Speak life over it. Amen, hallelujah. So the man's son was revived, and it was to God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus spoke to that foul spirit. He rebuked the spirit. My God. He rebuked the foul spirit and said, come out of him, you foul spirit, and enter into him no more. And that's what we got to do. We got to not only prophesy to our situation like Ezekiel was getting ready to do to the dry bones, but we also got to begin to speak to the foul spirit and rebuke the foul spirit and let the devil know that he has no authority in our lives. He has no authority with our children. Amen. He has no authority in our marriages. He has no authority in our finances. Hallelujah. So you have the power, my God, to rebuke every foul spirit that's trying to come and wreak havoc in your life. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. So God told Ezekiel, he said, prophesy to the bones. Prophesy to the bones. Hallelujah. And then he began, let's look at Ezekiel 37 again. He said, prophesy to the bones and tell the bones what I'm about to do. Oh, my God. He said, prophesy to the bones and say, you dry bones, the Lord says, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews upon you, bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the God. I am the Lord. You shall know that I am the Lord. And saying to the Most High God, God is speaking, God is saying here that you must speak specifically to your situation. See, so many times I think we are operating in the spirit of fear, and we're scared to say to that person that's been diagnosed with terminal cancer, you shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. We're afraid to prophesy, my God, life to our situation. We're afraid to prophesy to our finances and say, I command you to line up, to our bank account and say, you shall flourish and be full this year. In 2018, there shall be no more lack in my bank account. Oh, come on. That word is for somebody. You've been walking and operating in lack long enough, and it's time for you to prophesy to that situation and say, I command my bank account to be full. I command debt to be canceled in my life. I declare that I will not be broke another day in my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is saying, speak specifically to your situation. He told the prophet, speak specifically to these dry bones and tell them specifically what's about to happen. Hallelujah. Let's look at Mark. Mark 11:22.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We magnify your name. You are worthy. Mark 11. I love the way the Bible ties together. I love the way that there are no gaps or controversies or conflicts in the Word of God. You can go through the Old Testament to the New Testament, up and down and around, be like the Bereans, searching the Scripture, be like the Pharisees. Don't be like the Pharisees, because Jesus said, you search the Scriptures, and they speak about me, and you still don't believe. So we definitely don't want to be like the Pharisees, but be like the Bereans, who took their Bibles, and when the Word was preached, they searched through the Word to make sure that what the preacher was preaching was correct. My God, we should always have our Bibles. Take your Bibles to church, whether it's on your cell phone. I like a paper Bible. You know, when I'm studying, I love a study Bible. I use the phone. I use the computer. I use whatever I have to. But take your Bible and open your Bible and go through these scriptures, because it's something about hearing the Word of God, and it's also something about putting your eyes upon the Word of God, allowing that Word to come through your eye gates, my God, to come and hit your spirit, man, hit your spirit, woman, through your eye gates, amen, also through your ears, amen, and through your heart when the Holy Spirit begins to move upon your heart and prophesy the Word to you, amen. So always search the Scriptures, especially on Word Wednesday and Sunday. Amen. Mark 11:22-23, and it says, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye have them, and ye shall have them. He says, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. hallelujah, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. He says, believe that you receive them, not that you shall receive them. This is, you got to look at the word of God. He says, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. In other words, when you pray, you got to believe that it's already done. Oh, my God. When you speak a thing, you got to believe that you have, you shall have whatsoever you say. Now, mind you, that works both ways. If you speak negativity, then you're going to produce negativity. My God. If you speak positivity, then you're going to produce positivity. That's why the words that you speak have to be God's words. Hallelujah. See, the only way that we can guarantee that Mark 11, 22, 23, and 24 works to our benefit, for our good, is to back the words that we speak up with the word of God, to back up the words that we speak with the word of God. Amen. We have to make sure that we're not just saying stuff. Amen. But that we're saying over our lives and over our situations what God has said. That's why you got to know the word. That's why you have to know the word. I thank God for all of you who come every Wednesday to Word Wednesday, because you're hungering and thirsting after God's word. Amen. Isaiah 55. Let's turn over to Isaiah 55. I'm not just talking. I want to back it up with word. I want to back it up with word. Why is it so beneficial, Pastor, for us to know the word of God? Why is it so beneficial for us to speak the word of God instead of our words, just our words? You know, we have to get to a point. Let me just say this. We have to get to the point where our words and our thoughts and our ways are God's words and his thoughts and his ways. But until we get there, my God, we have to make sure that we are, again, feasting on the word of God. Hallelujah. Delighting ourselves in his word. Meditating on the word of God. Studying the word of God. Hallelujah. Let's look at the scripture, because I'm not going to be going into overtime. As a matter of fact, I might even finish early. Isaiah 55, verse 8. Isaiah 55, verse 8. Yes, verses 8 to 11. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And this is God speaking through the prophet. And God says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be, that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. My God, my God, my God. There's a text that says God sent his word and healed them. In the book of Psalms 1, it says that you will prosper when you delight in the word. When you delight in the word of God, when you delight in the law of God, meditate on the word day and night, that you will prosper in whatsoever you do. Huh? Joshua chapter 1 says that when we meditate on the word day and night, not letting the word depart out of our mouths, then we will make our way prosperous and have good success. Hallelujah. Back to Mark chapter 11, verses 22-23. and 24, when we speak God's word, when we believe, when we do not doubt, then we shall have what we say. When we pray in faith, believing in God, the Bible says, have faith in God, then we shall have and receive. We receive what we pray for. We shall have what we ask for. Amen. So it's imperative. It's imperative that we put the word on it. My God, my God, my God. Somebody better say it out loud. It's imperative that I put the word on it. Hallelujah. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2 says, I beseech you, my brother, that you present yourself a living sacrifice unto God, holy and acceptable unto him, for it is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to the things of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. I'm getting excited, Pastor. I'm getting excited about this word because the word works.
The word does work.
The word works. If we work the word will work for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God is saying, thus says the Lord God. Your words have more power when they are God's words. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your faith in God and his word and your obedience in declaring God's word will set manifestation in motion. Let me say that again. Somebody needs to write that down. Your faith in God and his word and your obedience in declaring God's word will set manifestation in motion. Also, it will bring order to your situation. Ezekiel, back to Ezekiel chapter 37. We're staying true to the text. I'm backing it up with the word. Ezekiel, my God, we got to speak God's word. The devil wants you to say something else. The devil wants you to say what you see. The devil wants you to speak according to what your emotions are telling you to speak. The devil wants you to feel like it's hopeless, like there's no hope. You might as well give up. You might as well quit. You might as well throw in the towel. But let me tell you something. The devil is a liar. And he will use your emotions to lie to you. He will use your emotions to lie to you. He will use your situation and your circumstances to lie to you. The devil will use your dry bones to lie to you. And you have to declare what God has declared. That's why he told the prophet exactly what to say. And God is telling us to speak his word. He's telling us to speak specifically his word. Let's look at Ezekiel 37, how God's word, when he spoke the word, it began to bring manifestation. It began to set manifestation in motion. Ezekiel 37, verse 7. The verse starts out with these three words. So I prophesied. So I prophesied. I obeyed God. I declared his word. And look what happened. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking. God's getting ready to shake some things up in your life. God's getting ready. There's getting ready to be a shaking. There's going to be a shaking. God's getting ready to shake negativity off of your life. He's getting ready to shake debt off. God's getting ready to shake off depression. God's getting ready to shake off, my God, low self-esteem. He's getting ready to shake off bad relationships. God's getting ready to shake some things off. And all that's going to remain at the end of the shaking is kingdom. My God, God's kingdom ordained will for your life. Hallelujah. Let me get back to the word. I tell you, I start prophesying to Gary on. He says, as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sentinels and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Things began to come into order. See, the more you speak the word, the more order that will come to manifest. The more you speak the word, the more the situation will turn around. He's speaking the word against all odds. He's speaking the word no matter what it looks like. He's speaking the word no matter what the naysayers say. He's speaking the word no matter what the haters say. He's speaking the word. My God, you got to keep speaking the word. Sometimes it's hard. I remember we were getting ready to do a homegoing service for one of our mothers who passed away quite a few years ago, Mother Maggie. And she had left the church, New Creation, and gone to another church. But she told her children as her last wish, she said, I want you to go and get Pastor Rebecca, and I want Pastor Rebecca to preach my eulogy. So I obeyed her last wish, and I came to the funeral home where they were having the services. She had another pastor, and I came to preach the eulogy. And when I got there, they were having a meeting in the office because they did not have enough money to do the services. They had not paid their balance. So they told us, yes, that there was not going to be no funeral. There ain't going to be no funeral today because the family owes us money. And the family was late getting there. Nobody was there. The other pastor wasn't there yet. So they called me into the office and Pastor Anthony, like we were in charge. And I said, the guy told us, the funeral director said, there ain't going to be no funeral today. And in my heart, I was like, you sure right? Because I don't have thousands of dollars in my mind, not in my heart, but in my mind. I was like, I don't have thousands of dollars to pay for this funeral. This was like a hopeless situation. But in my place of faith, my God, in my knowing, in the center of my knowing, I heard a small, still voice saying, everything is going to be all right. And I heard the God say to me, I heard the Lord say to me, prophesy to this situation and tell him that everything is going to be all right. So I looked at the man and I put a smile on my face and I forced these words out of my mouth. And it came out like this words, yeah, there'll be a funeral because everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right. And it took everything I had to say those words because inside I was grappling with my faith. I was grappling with God. Like, God, you're having me speak this, but I don't know. You know, and God is not asking us if we know or not. He's just telling us to prophesy to the situation. Amen. Hallelujah. So I was prophesying, but there was no breath. Come on, somebody. I was prophesying, but God said, you got to put some breath. You got to prophesy to the wind. You got to put some breath on that. You got to put some ruach on that. And I began to open my mouth. He said, prophesy to the wind. Prophesy to that situation. And I opened my mouth and I said, everything's going to be all right. Yes, there is going to be a homegoing service today. Everything is going to work out. And I said it with so much confidence that the guy looked at me. And I guess he was like, who is this woman? Because I still don't see the daughter, and I still don't see the family, and I still don't have my thousands of dollars. But even without the balance being paid, there was a homegoing service, and we went out to the burial site. Come on, somebody, because when God speaks, God's word is higher than our ways. Come on. God's word is higher than our ways. It's higher than our circumstances. It's higher than what's going on right now. When God speaks, it's a done deal. So God says, no matter what, go ahead and speak to the situation. Amen. So he prophesied to that situation. He spoke specifically what God said. There was a noise. There was a manifestation. Bone came to his bone. And that's what happened in that valley of dry bones. You're talking about many, many, many dry bones. And every bone found their position. Oh, my God. Every bone found its rightful place. It wasn't my bone connecting with Pastor Anthony's bone and Sister Carmen's elbow and Brother Jamal's fingers. Every bone found its rightful position. That's what God is doing in the lives of the people of God. He's putting things into order. He's bringing everything into its rightful position. Hallelujah. And he's bringing restoration. Because after that, the flesh, the sinners came, the flesh came, the skin came. My God, God began to restore the people. There's a season of restoration that's taking place in the house of God. And God is bringing restoration to every dead bone, to every dry bone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Restoration. God will begin to restore what the devil stole or attacked. The Bible says that everything came together, the bones came together, and they stood up, but there was no breath in them. There was no breath in them. And God saying, prophesy to the wind. And that's when the man of God began to prophesy to the wind and say, wind, come into these dry bones, come into this army, come into these people that are standing on their feet now, but they still have no life. They still have no life in them. And that was when the prophet commanded the Ruach of God to come. And again, I'm going to turn to the book of John and talk about the breath of God. The Ruach of God is the breath of God. It's the spirit of God. And this is what God is saying. I want you to write this down. No matter how great things look, you have no sustenance without the breath of God. So we need the breath of God. We need the spirit of God. Let's look at the book of John, John chapter 21. And how do we get the spirit? How do we get the spirit of God? We receive the Holy Ghost when we get saved, but we need a constant refilling. See, some of us have gotten spiritually dry. As a matter of fact, there are some who are spiritually dead, and they need a stirring. They need a refilling of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And God is saying, the only way that you get that spirit of God, that infilling, is to spend time in my presence, to go to church, spend time around other like-spirited individuals. Don't allow the devil to get you in a place of isolation. Do not allow the devil to make you leave your blessed place. Do not allow the devil to make you believe that you don't need a church family, that you don't need a pastor, that you don't need somebody to speak life into you, that you don't need to be around people that are believing God for greater flow. See, you are the company that you keep. The Bible says that bad company corrupts good character. But let me twist that around and say that good company corrupts bad character. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. John chapter 21, and I'm almost finished. John chapter 21. I like the correlation of the scriptures where Jesus came, and this is after the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. John chapter 21, verse 19. Amen. Hallelujah. John chapter 21, verse 19. Let's look at verse 18. And the day, I'm in Acts, I need to be in John. Y'all pray for me. John chapter 21, God is so good. We serve a mighty God. We serve an awesome God. God is speaking about restoration. I pray that you catch this in the spirit realm. I pray that you catch it in the spirit realm. God is speaking about restoration. He's speaking about impossibilities. God is speaking about life. He's speaking life to some dead situations on tonight. John 21:19. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. That is not the scripture that I was looking for. It must be John 20, verse 19. Go over one chapter. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad. And when they saw the Lord, Jesus said to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so I send you. Check this out. This is what I want you to hear. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But that one verse, he breathed unto them, he breathed on them, and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Jesus released the breath of God. Oh, my God. Somebody say, Jesus, breathe on me. My God. Somebody say, Jesus, breathe on me. Somebody say, God, send your ruach. Send your breath. I want your breath, God. I want to be filled with your breath. I want to be filled with your spirit. I want you to blow your wind upon me. Release the wind of the Holy Ghost. My God, to fill me up. Somebody's been dead, having some dead time, some spiritual death, where the devil has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And God is sending the ruach. God is sending his breath. God is sending the breath of God. He's sending his breath to fill you. He's sending his breath to revive you. He's sending his breath to restore you. He's sending his breath to bring life back into you. Hallelujah. 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 So Jesus breathed on them, and they received the Holy Ghost even before the book of Acts. There was a filling of the disciples of the breath of God. Even before the book of Acts and the book of John, there was a filling of the people prophesied. The filling, this filling that took place in the book of Acts was prophesied here in the book of Ezekiel. Wow. But God says, I will fill them with my breath, fill them with my spirit. This is prophecy that came to pass out of the book of Ezekiel, in the book of John, chapter 20, in the book of Acts, oh my God, chapter 2. God fulfilled his word. He says, I will perform it. When God speaks a thing, he will perform it. Somebody needs to hear God on today. When God speaks a thing, he will perform it. And finally, God is saying to us today that there's getting ready to be a spiritual revival. God is opening the graves of his people. God is raising up a great and mighty army. God is raising up kingdom warriors. God is raising you up from that dry place because he has great use of you. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and never beneath. You are not defeated, but you are more than a conqueror. God is breathing new life into you on today. I speak life. I speak life to every dead situation. I speak life to every situation that's been trying to bring turmoil to your life. I rebuke the devil and declare that the devil and every foul spirit has to release you and your family and everything and everybody that's connected to you and let you go. I declare and speak life over your marriage. I speak life over the ministry that God has put in your belly. I speak life over your finances. I speak life, yes I do, I speak life over your finances. I speak life over every dry bone area in your life. And I declare and decree that you shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. I speak life over that situation that you're facing, where you might have to go into a courtroom. I speak life over a situation that you're facing where you might have to go into the hospital room. I speak life over every situation. I speak life over your children. I speak life. Right now, I declare and decree life over every dead bone situation. I prophesy to you and say that you will have more than enough. I prophesy and say to you that you are in a season of greater, that no weapon can take what God has declared over your life. God has spoken it, and he shall perform it. He will show the people that he is your God, and that you are his son, that you are his people. My God, my God, my God, I declare greater for you, greater things in 2018 in the name of Jesus. So I speak life, my God, and I encourage you and I exhort you to speak life over every situation. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hallelujah. Hear ye and receive the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name, God, for your word on tonight. Thank you for your people. Thank you for Word Wednesday. Thank you that we go down from this place speaking life, God. We speak life, Father God, over every situation that's been trying to annihilate us, that's trying to destroy us, that's been trying to suck the breath out of us. We bind up that boa constrictor that's trying to suck our breath out of us. We bind up that spirit of the viper that's been trying to bite us and get us into spiritual death. We bind up that spirit of, my God, the Jezebel spirit, the spirit of the Python. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus, and we speak life over everything. We declare that we now have, we're in the season of now, that we now already have what we say. We declare that we now have what we pray for. We declare that it is now coming to pass in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you. That's the end of our Word Wednesday. Pastor Anthony and I pray that you have been tremendously blessed on tonight as he allowed me to stand in his stead and bring forth the prophetic word on this Word Wednesday. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, it was a prophetic word. So you got to take your word and write it down and begin to war over your word and begin to pray over your word. Hallelujah. I know my gifting is in the prophetic. I'm a prophetic preacher, prophetic teacher. Amen. And I thank God, hallelujah, for the supernatural release on tonight. Amen. So God bless you. For those who want to sow, if you would like to sow, you can do so at our website, www.nccmonline.org. If you haven't gotten a copy of my new book, you can purchase it at dpc-books. And there is a link there for Man Problems. This is a powerful book. It's already going around the world. is already in different states, is already in demand. People are talking about man problems. We are not bashing men. We are empowering women, amen, hallelujah, to stay away from the wrong man and to cherish and to receive the right man. Come on, somebody. So get you a copy of Man Problems. Our book launches February the 11th at 3 o'clock at New Creation Christian Ministries. Come out and visit with us. Be our guest. Join us on any given Sunday. We're at 1482 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey, and we meet at 12:30. And by 2:30, God is normally closing out our service. Amen. Between 2:30 and 2:45, we try not to keep you in church all day, but God does move in a powerful way as we do not quench the spirit. So God bless you. Keep Sister Carmen Callow and her family in your prayers as they put her aunt to rest, who was like her mother, as they put her to rest, her remains to rest, because we know that she is with the Lord, as they put her remains to rest on today. Pray for that family. Keep baby Zara in prayer. We declare life over baby Zara. Amen. We thank God for the miracle of life over baby Zara, that she shall live and declare the works of the Lord. Amen. That she will be a miracle, and she will look back and give a testimony about what God has done in her life. So God bless you, Pastor Anthony, and I love you. We love you. Amen. And we thank God for you. Go in peace and serve our God. Amen. All right, amen. God bless you.